sick from water, sick from air, making money they don't care. Caesarship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for the war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one makes countries lie to your face, fight and die, cause God will give. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social side, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see their shit, force of air, fuck them back, that's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn, the kids, no one leaves, countries, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, welcome to the show. This is Rock the Boat. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, and it is exactly about 7:30. So we had a bit of a technical screw up there, but so we got the show. That's good. I want to thank Jules. There was a bit of a. I know that happens sometimes when somebody's hanging up and they don't pull everybody out. I've been guilty of that in the past. Sometimes it hangs the lines for some oddball reason. So we're in. And what I want to talk about tonight, I don't have much time. So I think what I'll do is I have a bunch of stuff I want to talk about, but I think I'll start here. And we'll just run this out. What I'm looking for here. Somewhere in here. I read an article. Charles Manson died at the age of 83. And, you know, you wonder why these people are still in jail. Like, this happened, as heinous as it was, it happened in 1969. And I'm not so sure if it had something to do with the fact that it had something to do with these were Hollywood people or what. But if I can find what I'm looking for here, and it's talking about, I don't know if I have the right article, and it's really strange because when you read some of this stuff, Marilyn Manson, let's see, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails chose to live in the Cello Drive House, set up a recording studio there, and he was the source for half of Marilyn Manson's stage name. But I'm not so sure why these people have been kept in jail for they're still in jail, the ones that are still alive. And these were, you know, like teenagers and that, but I may not have the right article here. Okay, here it is here. I find this kind of interesting. Obsessed with the Beatles. Behind bars from 1960 until 67, Manson became obsessed with the Beatles, the fellow inmate later said, according to Helter Skelter, the book written by Manson prosecutor Vince Belotsky or Blogsky, the criminal begged not to be released. He met Mary Bruner upon release in San Francisco, with whom he eventually fathered a child, and his circle grew. He found an audience with a unique rap that blended elements of streetwise know-how, Dale Carnegie teaching, Scientology, and mysticism. Ritualistic drug use, including hallucinogenics, LSD, mescaline, polygamous sex, and criminal activity bound the group as it increased in size. They squatted wherever they could, often in California desert. Manson played mind games with the group at times, nurturing and at other times doling out discipline. He performed hypnotic songs, claimed he was a messiah, and railed about a looming race war called Helter Skelter, named after the song on the Beatles' White Album. Now, I find that particular text pretty interesting because when you look at the media and you look at the schools and you look at the politics and you look at the education system, what are they all doing to you? Okay, they're acting exactly like a cult. And it's all bound by a globalist religious cult. And they're playing mind games on you. And they nurture you, you know, to be a good sustainable brackets human, and to care for the earth. And so they keep pounding this stuff at you, and it is hypnotic because suggestion is hypnosis. And these articles that they keep putting forward in the media, you will see it constantly. Experts suggest, scientists suggest that you believe them, basically, which is because the word suggest, the definition is hypnotism, or to hypnotize, which is exactly what they're saying that Manson did with his Klan. But when you read that and you understand what all of these groups are doing to the general public, it's no damn different. No different at all. And at other times, doling out discipline, which they do constantly. And you can look at that as, you're a racist, you're a hater, so on and so forth. That's doling out discipline. If you're a dissenter, we're going to beat you up or give you a tongue lashing. That's doling out discipline because you're not with the cult. Okay, you're questioning the cult, so we must dole out some discipline. So that little text there, I found very, very interesting, because if you understand what they're saying about Manson and his Klan and his so-called cult, they're mirror imaging the cult that we're stuck living in. Okay, which is basically a satanic religion. And you're all running around trying to save the environment. That's the Church of the Everlasting Earth, I guess. And it is, you know, the Carnegie Institute or the foundations involved in it. They mention that there's Scientology, mysticism's all involved in this global cult that we find ourselves immersed in now. So I just found that a little bit interesting when I read it. You know, I'm reading through a fairly reasonably long story in a newspaper, and when I saw this stuff, you know, ritualistic drug use. What now, you know, when I talk to a local pharmacist, she tells me that 90% of the population in my little town are taking pharmaceutical drugs. Okay. So, and it's ritualistic drug use. Okay. Here's your prescription. And people get all jacked out of shape. You know, my prescription, I need my prescription renewed. That's ritualistic, folks. Right. So maybe, you know, maybe this was, there's word that the CIA was involved in some of this stuff. If you understand the CIA, it makes perfect sense. But it's basically what they're saying their problem was, is exactly what our problem is today. We've been caught up in a cult. And we got to break free from the cult. And I know it's a cult because I've deprogrammed several people. And these other people, the other cult members, these renewable energy people and that, don't want their cult members talking to me, and they keep trying to pull them away. And every now and again, I had one, you know, that would hang tight, wanted to hear what I had to say. And in a few of those cases, left alone, you know, they would come and bug me or to try and get their friend away. But if it usually took, you know, somewhere around an hour. But then I'm not kidding you. Their light, their eyeballs just lit up bright as bright can be. It was free. The first time I saw it, it really freaked me out. You know, here's a guy arguing with me about the fraud being real, and I'm just slowly explaining to him that it's fraud, and it's cult-like fraud, and when it finally hits them that they're caught up in this ritualistic cult, and they get it, their eyes get extremely bright, just bing. And when their friend come back, in the several instances that this happened, and their friends go, don't listen to him, and their cult member would go, you know what, he's right, this is a fraud. And the cult members just say, fine, they throw their hands up and say, fine, screw you, right? Because now you can't be involved in the cult anymore. And I think that's what we're trying to do. I think all these people who get it are trying to do their best to deprogram people so they get it. So hopefully they can go out and deprogram a few people, and then we can get our nations back, get our people straightened out, and take all these lunatics. You know, they talk about Manson and them being psychopaths and murderers. Well, wait a minute. Who's running the world? Psychopaths and murderers. I mean, these guys that sent the young men and women off to be slaughtered in the wars, did they get thrown in jail? We didn't kill anybody. Well, neither did Manson. Now, I'm not making any, don't get no mistake. I would have loved to interview that guy. I would think that would have been just absolutely fun and brilliant and interesting. But the fact of the matter is that they tell you this is bad and that's good. Same damn cult. Okay, you're caught up in a cult situation where the media just keeps pounding garbage at you. And eventually you succumb to it. You become a member of the cult. You know, how many people have you listeners said, you know, global warming's not real, and the people get all freaky on you, you know, or these wind turbines are a complete fraud, and they get all freaky on you, right? That's because they don't have the capacity to think. And they get sucked into these cults because it's popular. Right, it's a popular thing to do. It's a popular time to go to war. It's a popular time for this. It's a popular time for that. So anyway, I just thought that was really interesting. Another thing I want to talk to you about today is don't tell me I ain't got the word that I do with that story. Is this it? Yes. This is great news, I suppose. Manson and the Klan took some lives, which you should never take anyone's life. They were bad people, but these are good people. These are scientists, and they all have big diplomas and whatnot. And they're all excited because we have a newly available drug, secobarbital, could boost the number of self-administered assisted deaths. And they're quite excited about this. Quickness of this drug reduces the dying period. Now, apparently, and they write this up in such a positive manner, only a tiny percentage of Canadians who've received medical assistance to end their lives have chosen to self-administer a lethal drug cocktail. But that could change now that Sokol bought whatever. I can't never say these barbiturate words. The drug most commonly used for suicide in other countries is now available in Canada. Yes, indeed. It is considered the best way for suffering individuals who want to control the manner in which their death as much as possible, including administering the medication themselves. It's kind of the barbiturate of choice because it's quicker onset and duration is such that the dying period is reduced, said Dr. Stephanie Green, president and co-founder of the Canadian Association of MAID Assessors and Providers. Much of the other recipes cause an extended dying period to happen, which is not always successful. Health Canada reports that from June 2016 to June 2017, the first year in which medical assistance in dying was legal in Canada, a total of 1,982 individuals received an assisted death. Of those, just five were self-administered deaths. And this particular new drug, and this is in fairly large, it's in a heading font, could help patients in rural areas. Well, that's really good. We don't have to drive to the city, and there may not be a doctor available to help you kill yourself. So with this new drug, and if you live in a rural area, this may be the answer to your problems. Green said the unavailability of this particular drug may at least in part explain the small number of self-administered deaths. In general, orally ingested drug cocktails present some difficulties that are not associated with those injected intravenously. They taste bad. They can induce nausea and vomiting. The patient can fall asleep before the entire dose is consumed, which can ultimately cause it to be ineffective. In other words, you're not dead yet. You want to mitigate those factors as best as possible, Green said. So if you're going to choose to use a barbiturate and an oral cocktail, this drug is would be the best one to use. What a thoughtful bunch, eh? Among other things, she said the drug is more soluble than other barbiturates, meaning it can be dissolved in a smaller volume of liquid, therefore reducing the risk that a patient won't consume the entire dose. Green expects that self-administered deaths will increase somewhat now that the drug is available. There is certainly a significant amount of people who want to be the ones to have the control, who want to be the ones with the medication in their hand, who want to say, this is a quote, who want to say, quote, I'm going to take this to my backyard and drink it when I darn well please. Thank you very much, end of quote, she said. The drug may be particularly helpful in rural and remote areas where it may be difficult to find a nearby physician or nurse particularly willing to kill you. Green added, individuals in those areas may find it easier to get prescription for a lethal dose of this drug that they can administer themselves. Now, the company apparently doesn't want to be publicized. Because it's fast-acting, sabbatical, or whatever they call it, may also make the self-administration option more viable in the province like British Columbia, where Green practices, and which requires a physician to be present throughout the assisted dying process, even when the patient self-administers the medication. This was not feasible when the barbiturates could take hours or even days to work, she said. Once widely used as a sedative decades ago, this drug has not been available in Canada for years. It is now largely due to Jocelyn Downey, a professor of law and medicine at Dalhousie University, which is in Halifax, and a passionate advocate of killing people. I mean, medical assisted dying. She's quite the advocate of it. When she realized few people were using the self-administered administration option, Downey said she explored ways to make barbital available. She discovered that the cost and time required to get the drug approved for marketing in Canada was a big obstacle, so she found an alternate path, persuading a pharmaceutical products company to provide the active ingredients for the medication that can be compounded or mixed by pharmacists to produce the drug. Since the company doesn't want his name publicized, Green said her organization is acting as the middleman. It will provide the necessary contact information to healthcare providers and pharmacists who are helping patients who choose the self-administered death option. For those of us in the field, it's good news. It's very good news to be able to offer this extra option to our patients, some of which we know will take it, and we'll be happy to provide a better quality product for them, said Green. Now, you know, we got to protect our old folks, folks. They don't want them here, okay? They're not an asset anymore. In the old days, your grandparents or your great-grandparents were looked upon as an asset. They carried the history. They were teachers. They taught children right from wrong, and so on and so forth. But now, in this particular world that we live in, because you see, once they turned you into a person, which is a financial instrument, and they pay the benefits when you're a child, baby bonus and health care and schooling and that, but then once you turn of age, you become something they feed off of. You work like hell and they drag every nickel and dime out of your pocket that they possibly can. And that once you hit retirement age and you're not an active taxpayer anymore, you become a liability to the company, so to speak. And what companies like to do is like to cut loose the liabilities. So they're looking at the older folks here in our country now as liabilities, and they'd really like to get rid of the liability. And so the easiest way to do that in a cult-like atmosphere is get them to do themselves in. Now, this Jocelyn Downey is quite the character. And I did some research on her last night. See what people fail to do when they read something like this, you know, and I'm sure there's people out there saying, you know, like, well, that's what I want to do. I want to be in control of my own death. Well, that's all well and good, but you might have a bad day, and these prescriptions are going to get easier and easier and easier to get your paws on, and you may just have a bad day and decide, you know, I'm out of here, not realizing that the next 5 years of your life could have been really wonderful. And that's unfortunate that people do that. Now, this is really not much of a difference in what they're doing with the young people. They got the young people all strung out on drugs. They're putting up drug injection sites all over the place. Where did the drugs come from? The drugs came from the government. And where are the drugs coming from to kill the old people? From the government. It's both about depopulation of the white race, plain and simple. You're being killed off, okay? And the LGBTQ thing is another case of depopulation because, well, you don't breed. And, you know, two guys living together ain't going to produce a child, and two women living together ain't going to produce a child, and all of this mixture that they have now is not going to produce anybody. And screw the kids up mentally. We see the mental anxiety levels of students going through the roof. That's not by mistake. It's on purpose. And then they're going to come and help. Now, they created the problem, and they already got the solution, and that's to get everybody on drugs and basically mess people up. So it's a very ugly game that's being played. Now, Jocelyn Downey tracked her to the Trudeau Foundation. Now, that wasn't hard to figure out. And she's a fellow since 2015 of the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Foundation. And there's a video here, and she, I would say, is a lesbian because she doesn't really look like a woman. And she, in this video, is some damned excited about getting this alternative way around to get the ingredients in order to produce this drug so that you can go out and kill yourself. She's pretty damn pleased about it. Now, this all came out of the Belmont. And we have Joyce Downey, and was my Google, because I always go to the Rockefeller Foundation for these sick people. Because David Rockefeller was a very sick, psychotic piece of garbage. This chapter was initially prepared as a paper presented at the Rockefeller Foundation Bellagio International Study and Conference Center in Italy, March the 2nd, 1999. The feminist concerns. Where am I here? Got away on me a little bit. The feminist concerns identified derived from my particular understanding. This book is called Belmont Revisited. You have to see, all I did was look at that article, and from there, you know, let's go find out who this broad is, right? So you end up at the the Trudeau Foundation. Now I got a book here called Belmont Revisited. You know, it says, I am particularly grateful to Francois Bayless and Jocelyn Downey, who were especially diligent in helping to draft the network's numerous interventions and comments on this subject. We were mobilized to answer this question in the hope of having an impact on concurrent national effort to revise existing Canadian research ethics guidelines. The three major research funding agencies of Canada, the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council, the Medical Research Council, and the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council established a committee called the Tri-Council Working Group in 1994. This committee was asked to develop a common set of research guidelines to govern all publicly funded research involving humans in Canada. The network communicated with the Tri-Council Working Group at various stages of the work and hoped that the emerging guidelines would meet the demands of our conception of feminist ethics. So I got her at another foundation. These people are psychotic. Now you got Charles Manson sitting in the desert. He's been in jail most of his life since he was a child. Gets out. I would say that he was a pretty intelligent guy, really. They got labeled as psychopaths and were jailed forever. But here we have these. But see, Charlie didn't have a master's degree in anything, okay? And these people have their master's degrees in all kinds of shit. Now, these are definitely psychopaths, but people tend to listen to them because they have a degree in something. They have a degree in psychopathy, if that's what you want to call it. They're sociopaths and psychopaths. And they use suggestion, which is hypnotism, to get you to submit to their sickness and do their bidding. And we got to get around this kind of stuff. We got to hold it up in front of people's eyes so they can see who these people really are. These are not nice people. I'm going to take a couple of these things in the chat and judge.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people, vexing live, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for the war, they shoot, they kill, they mass don't come right, they burn the kids, no one.
all the trees, blind to your face, white.